Bible prophecy reveals that the Middle East will determine not only the future of Europe, North Africa, and Asia, but the whole world. Today, American and coalition forces sacrifice thousands of lives in an attempt to bring order out of chaos in Iraq. Palestinians and Israelis fight for control of disputed West Bank territory. And other nations, such as Iran and North Korea, threaten to develop nuclear arsenals. Will the world ever see peace in the Middle East? Your future and the future of the world depend on the answer. What does your Bible reveal? What prophetic signs should you be watching for in the Middle East? Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. The United States has spent billions of dollars on the Iraq War. Many of us are worried, express anger or concern when we read in our daily news about the deaths and casualties of American soldiers. Wars, conflicts, and terrorism occur daily in many parts of the world. But my friends, there is good news for the future. The Bible predicts, and in fact guarantees, that world peace will ultimately reign on earth. Tomorrow's peaceful world is coming soon, but we must face the realities of the 21st century. Will the nation of Iraq ever establish democracy and find peace? Not only have insurgents killed more than 4,000 United States and coalition soldiers, but Sunni Muslims and Shiite Muslims continually battle one another to add to the chaos. Iran threatens to develop nuclear weapons to shift the balance of power to the east. My friends, we need to understand Bible prophecy in the future of the Middle East. On today's program, we'll briefly discuss five prophetic signs involving the Middle East, and we'll be offering you an exciting free booklet that will help you in your study of Bible prophecy. It's titled The Middle East in Prophecy. This booklet will help you understand what the Bible teaches about the amazing end-time events surrounding Jerusalem and the Middle East. You can order this free booklet by calling the phone number on your screen or by visiting our website, tomorrowsworld.org. My friends, you need to know what Bible prophecy reveals for the Middle East. There are many prophetic signs you need to watch for. You need to be alert, because our Western world will be significantly affected by future events in the Middle East. Let's consider five prophetic signs to watch for. Number one, military alliances east of the Euphrates River. The Bible's prophecies concerning the Euphrates River are a biblical key that can help you understand the future in Israel and the Middle East. The Euphrates River runs from Turkey through Syria and Iraq to the Persian Gulf. The nation of Iran lies immediately to the east of Iraq. During the prophetic day of the Lord, an incredible army of 200 million moves westward across the Euphrates River into the Middle East. If you have your Bible, turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 9. Revelation 8 describes the fifth trumpet plague during the day of the Lord. Then notice what happens. A powerful eastern army kills billions of people. The writer, the Apostle John, describes this as the sixth trumpet plague. Revelation 9, verse 13. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. Notice again where this takes place. A massive army from the east crosses the Euphrates River, heading west. This army of 200 million drives west across the Euphrates River and destroys one-third of the earth's population. Revelation 9, verse 15. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision. Those who sat on them had breastplates of fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow. And the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions. And out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and brimstone. By these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which came out of their mouths. My friends, this is describing world war, and this phase of World War III will kill billions of human beings. Yes, Jesus said that unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. All life on earth would be destroyed. That's in Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22. Now look on any map and you'll see those nations east of the Euphrates include Iran, India, China, and Russia. Be sure to watch their military developments and international relations. The Tribune newspaper based in Chandigarh in India gave this report, datelined Moscow, May 26th. Quote, India is to buy around 350 T-90S main battle tanks, MBT, from Russia under a deal to be inked in autumn this year, according to a top military official here. End of quote. My friends, watch the nations for their growing investments in military power, including nuclear weapons. Prophetic sign number one is military alliances east of the Euphrates River. Remember the Iran-Iraq War? It lasted from 1980 to 1988. More than 1 million persons were killed in that war. The Euphrates River was central to that conflict. Prophetic sign number two is greater unity among Israel's traditional enemies. The third Arab-Israeli war was called the Six-Day War of June 1967. Israel fought the combined forces of Egypt, Syria, and Jordan. Israel captured the Sinai Peninsula, the Golan Heights, the West Bank, and East Jerusalem. Now Israel had access to the holy places, including the Western Wall or Wailing Wall at the Temple Mount. Notice that Egypt, Syria, and Jordan combined forces in the Six-Day War. The Fourth Arab-Israeli War erupted 7 years later. The Yom Kippur War began on the Day of Atonement, October 6, 1973. Israel repelled invasions by Egypt and Syria. Israel, Egypt, and Jordan later agreed on a UN ceasefire. Will these and other Arab nations unite to attack Israel once again? In June 2007, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas commented on the infighting between his Fatah organization and the Islamic militant Hamas. He stated, quote, regarding our internal situation, what concerns us all is the chaos, and more specifically, being on the verge of civil war, end of quote. In Iraq, Sunni Muslims and Shiite Muslims are fighting one another. One is only to reflect on the Iran-Iraq War of the 1980s, to realize this ongoing conflict will not resolve itself soon. These conflicts may slow down Arab unity, but history has shown that these Middle Eastern Arab nations will join to fight against Israel. Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, has threatened to remove Israel from the region. On February 11, 2006, WorldNet Daily reported that Iran's president, quote, today echoed his earlier threats to wipe Israel off the map by telling a mass demonstration in Tehran commemorating the 27th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution that Palestinians and other nations will remove Israel from the region, adding a warning to the West that harsh measures against the nation's nuclear program would result in Iran walking away from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, NPT, end of quote. More than 40 years ago, the Israelis won the historic Six-Day War that began on June 5, 1967. They controlled the West Bank and all of Jerusalem. They were able to visit the Western Wall, the foundation wall of the Temple Mount, and to pray there. As we've pointed out, there have been at least five major Arab-Israeli wars. According to Bible prophecy, a future king of the south will unite several Arab nations. You can read about that king in Daniel, the 11th chapter. That king of the south will attack the king of the north, which will result in powerful retaliation. We'll discuss this prophetic development in the conclusion of our program. Prophetic sign number two is greater unity among Israel's enemies. Prophetic sign number three is international attempts to control Jerusalem. Who will eventually take over Jerusalem? What Gentile force will dominate Jerusalem and the Middle East? We'll discuss this major prophetic event in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this exciting free booklet, The Middle East in Prophecy. My friends, you need to be watching the Middle East. What does Bible prophecy say about the future of Israel and the nations surrounding it? Will there be peace in Jerusalem and the Middle East? This exciting booklet will help you in your study of Bible prophecy and give you advanced information on end time events. Listen to these subheads. Will Russia control the Middle East? Who will control Jerusalem? Temple sacrifices restored? Watch for the abomination of desolation. Who rides the beast? You need this booklet, and you need to know the future according to Bible prophecy. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy of The Middle East in Prophecy.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227.
With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that Bible prophecy specifically predicts a sequence of events for the Middle East, including an invasion by a massive Eastern army of 200 million. We briefly discussed two prophetic signs to watch for. Number one was military alliances east of the Euphrates River. Prophetic sign number two was greater unity among Israel's enemies. Prophetic sign number three for the Middle East is international attempts to control Jerusalem. Bible prophecy reveals what will happen in the years just ahead of us in the Middle East. Jerusalem will be a focus of major international conflicts. Jerusalem is considered holy to the three of the world's major religions. To Jews, Jerusalem was the city of the great prophets and the capital of the kingdom of Israel and Judah under King David and his son King Solomon. The first and second temples were the center of worship until the destruction of the city by the Romans in 70 AD. Jerusalem is also the third most holy city of Islam, after the cities of Mecca and Medina. Today, the Islamic Mosque of Omar, or the Dome of the Rock, dominates the Temple Mount. The Arabic term for the holy place is Al-Haram Al-Sharif, which means the noble sanctuary. The Vatican has for many years sought to bring about peace in the Middle East. Pope John Paul II, a decade ago, suggested that Jerusalem become an international city, a proposal also echoed by American politicians such as Henry Kissinger a generation earlier. Last May, Pope Benedict XVI appealed for an end to violence in the Gaza Strip, saying, quote, "I invite the Israeli government to moderation and exhort the international community to multiply efforts for the relaunching of negotiations," end of quote. My friends, the Bible reveals a shocking turn of events will occur in Jerusalem. Bible prophecy shows that Jerusalem will eventually be controlled not by the Israelis, but by other governmental powers. Turn in your Bible to the book of Revelation or the Apocalypse, Revelation chapter 11. The Apostle John wrote in Revelation 11, verse 1, "Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood, saying, 'Rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. But leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. The holy city, Jerusalem, will be controlled not by the Jews, but by Gentiles for 42 months. As we'll see later, a revived Roman Empire, described as the beast in Revelation, will invade the Middle East and control Jerusalem. As you read through the book of Revelation, you will see that this period of 3.5 years precedes the return of Christ. As we pointed out on previous programs, two prophets of God will witness with great power during that same period of 3.5 years. You can read about that in verses 3 through 15 of Revelation 11. These two witnesses will contend with the Gentile force, which will dominate the Middle East at that time. Prophetic sign number 3 for the Middle East is international attempts to control Jerusalem. Prophetic sign number 4 is animal sacrifices restored by Jews in Jerusalem. In Matthew, the 24th chapter, Jesus gave us an important key sign that introduces the final 3.5 year sequence of prophetic milestones. The key sign is the abomination of desolation. What is this abomination? Jesus said in Matthew 24 and verse 15, "Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains." My friends, you need to understand what this abomination of desolation is all about. Turn in your Bible to Daniel, the 11th chapter. Historically, the Greek ruler Antiochus Epiphanes issued a decree in 167 B.C. that prohibited further sacrifices in the Jerusalem temple. Daniel 11 and verse 31. "And forces shall be mustered by him, and they shall defile the sanctuary fortress. Then they shall take away the daily sacrifices and place there the abomination of desolation." In addition to stopping the daily sacrifices, Antiochus further erected a statue of Jupiter Olympus in the temple and directed everyone to worship it. This abomination, also referred to in chapter 8 of Daniel, is a type of an end-time event. Future end-time animal sacrifices are cut off again, this time 1,290 days before the return of Christ. Notice that in Daniel 12 and verse 11. "And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Jesus warns us as Christians to be alert to an end-time abomination desolation. Just as Antiochus Epiphanes profaned the temple in 167 B.C. and cut off the sacrifices, so will a profane authority cut off Jewish sacrifices in the future. In fact, the Apostle Paul warns of a great false prophet that will stand in the holy place. "Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worship, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." So as we've seen, this end-time false prophet will cause the sacrifices to cease. Let's realize that the Jews have not offered animal sacrifices since 70 AD when the Romans destroyed the temple in Jerusalem. In order for the end-time sacrifices to be stopped eventually, they need to begin. Listen. When animal sacrifices begin once again in Jerusalem, you will know that the prophecies Jesus spoke about are heading for a grand smash climax. Watch for developments in Israel leading to the reinstitution of animal sacrifices. My friends, we need to understand one important point. A temple building is not necessary to conduct animal sacrifices. Just read the third chapter of Ezra. The returning exiles to Babylon had only a holy place, not a temple. Ezra refers to the location of the holy place as the house of God when the temple had not yet been built. Turn in your Bible to the book of Ezra, Ezra 3 and verse 8. "Now in the second month of the second year of their coming to the house of God at Jerusalem," this was around 536 B.C., "but there was no building as yet. The following verses describe the laying of the foundation of the temple." The point, my friends, is that sacrifices must be presented in a holy place. But in this case, the sacrifices were made daily without a physical building called a temple. The returning Jewish exiles referred to the holy place as the house of God, even though no temple existed. The holiest place under the control of the Jewish religious authorities today is the Western Wall, or the Wailing Wall. It is the Western retaining wall to the Temple Mount. Jews are not allowed to publicly worship on the Temple Mount, only Muslims. So it remains to be seen where and when the Jews will begin sacrificing. It will probably take an even greater national crisis to precipitate that event. Prophetic sign number 4 is animal sacrifices restored by Jews in Jerusalem. Now there is another major prophecy that you need to understand. We'll discuss that prophecy in the conclusion of our program. But first, to help you in your study of Bible prophecy, I'd like to offer you our exciting free booklet, The Middle East in Prophecy. Let me share with you a few of the subheads in the booklet. Who will control Jerusalem? Watch for the abomination of desolation. The King of the North invades the Middle East. The final phases of World War III. This exciting booklet will help you in your study of Bible prophecy and give you advance information on end time events. You need this booklet. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy, The Middle East in Prophecy.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227.
With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
The Middle East has seen very few years of peace. Will peace ever come to the Middle East? Yes, it will. Bible prophecy reveals that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, will return to this earth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You can read about that in Revelation 17:14 and Revelation 19:16. My friends, you need to pray for God's kingdom to come, as Jesus taught in the outline prayer. You can read about that in Matthew 6 and verse 10. But in the meantime, we need to watch and pray as Jesus admonished us in Luke 21:36. You need to keep your eyes on Jerusalem. Prophetic sign number 5 is a European superpower controlling Jerusalem. The prophet Daniel predicted that a king of the south will push against the king of the north. Turn in your Bible to Daniel 11 and verse 40. At the time of the end, the king of the south shall attack him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots, horsemen, and with many ships. And he shall enter the countries, overwhelm them, and pass through, the king of the north. He shall also enter the glorious land, or the holy land, and many countries shall be overthrown. But these all shall escape from his hand, Edom, Moab, and the prominent people of Ammon. He shall stretch out his hand against the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. Notice that the king of the north enters the glorious land, the location of the modern state of Israel. The fact that Ammon, which Bible scholars identify as modern-day Jordan, escapes out of his hand, along with Edom and Moab, leads many to believe that Jordan will be allied with the European power. Psalm 83 identifies these people who will be confederate with Assyria against Israel. That alliance includes Moab, Ammon, and Edom. Just look at your Bible maps to find their historic locations. Who is this king of the north? In previous programs, we've identified this power as the beast of Revelation. Bible scholars and even one Catholic Bible identify the beast of Daniel 7, Revelation 13, and Revelation 17 as the Roman Empire. The New Catholic edition of the Holy Bible, translated from the Latin Vulgate, generally called the Douay Rheims Version, identifies this beast. It makes this comment concerning the beast of Revelation 17:11. Quote, "The beast spoken of here seems to be the Roman Empire, as in chapter 13, end of quote. My friends, the European Union is developing all three elements of a revived Roman Empire as described in Scripture. This great power will be political, military, and economic. You can read about its economic power in Revelation 18. My friends, we need to watch these prophetic signs. As we near the Great Tribulation, true Christians will be persecuted. But Jesus instructs us how to react as religious persecution intensifies. Luke 21 and verse 19. By your patience possess your souls. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is near. Revelation 11 verse 2 tells us that Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles for 42 months, about 3.5 years. At the end of that time, during the day of the Lord, the armies of Europe and Asia will combine to bring about the great climax of World War III, referred to as Armageddon. Our free booklet, The Middle East in Prophecy, will give you more details on the subject. My friends, we are in the prophetic time period known as the end time. We need to be prepared for the second coming. Christ will be king over all the earth, ruling from the new world capital, Jerusalem. Notice that in Zechariah 14 and verse 8. And in that day it shall be that living waters shall flow from Jerusalem, half of them toward the eastern sea and half of them toward the western sea. In both summer and winter it shall occur. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day it shall be, the Lord is one, and his name one. Thank God his kingdom is coming soon. May we pray with all our hearts, your kingdom come. Now be sure to request our exciting free booklet, The Middle East in Prophecy. Just call the number on your screen. You can also request this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World. Roderick Meredith and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. We also invite you to join our guest presenters, Wallace Smith and Rod King, who will give you special perspective and insight on vital biblical topics. So join us again next week right here at this same time.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. To view today's program, order the free literature offered, or for more information on today's vital subject, visit us online at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.